So, Gats here, if you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Battery start at just $79.99. They also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
SBN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy online at Progressive.com. Carl Douglas is going to join us in just a minute here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your Sports Center update. San Antonio Spurs forward LaMarcus Aldridge will miss the remainder of the NBA season after having surgery on his right shoulder. Alex Marullo made history last year by becoming the first Latino controlling owner in the NHL when he purchased the Arizona Coyotes. He made another bit of history Monday, naming Xavier Gutierrez as the first Latino team president and CEO in NHL history. And finally, a couple from England was shocked to discover a scorpion native to Florida hiding in a bunch of bananas purchased from a local grocery store. While the boyfriend and girlfriend said they initially thought the animal was dead, they realized it was alive when it started to scurry across their bedroom floor. The scorpion was trapped in a jar before anyone was hurt. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Guillermo, put it on the poll, please, at Lebatard Show. We mentioned this last time he was on, and Mike Ryan says he's climbing into the medal stand of our greatest guests ever. Who was the star of the O.J. Simpson documentary that won ESPN its first Oscar? Was it O.J. Simpson or was it this man, Carl Douglas? Because I maintain that it is the attorney for O.J. Simpson, Carl Douglas, who is also our show attorney.
With all due respect to Carl, they don't call it the Carl Douglas documentary.
That is right, but only because Carl Douglas didn't murder anybody. So thank you for that, Mike.
It's a good point.
Carl Douglas with us now on ESPN Radio. Carl, thank you for joining us like you did last week. Can you explain to us, since the time we talked to you, what are some of the things that you have seen that you have found interesting as these protests have not yet subsided?
Sure, Dan. First of all, Mike, thank you for that intro. I love that song. And I want to thank you, Dan, for inviting me back again, man. You know, you have a unique platform, brother. Nobody on ESPN has the nerve to do what you do, Stephen A. included. So I really just appreciate your giving me a chance to rant, man. Now, I will say, brother, Stephen A. has referred me cases at Douglas Hicks Law in Los Angeles. So you can step up on that level, if you would, please.
Keep asking, Carl. I love it. And a voice.
Listen, man. I had to prepare some new material for this show, man, and I learned a couple of things. One, did you know, fellas, that between March and April of 2020, the police killed just as many people as they did between March and April of 2019? Now, that might not seem like a real big deal to you until you remember that most of Black America, fellas, indeed most of America, has been at home during March and April of this year because of the virus. So how is it possible that just as many people have been killed by cops over those 2 months this year as last year? Did you know, for example, that there were only 28 days in all of last year when police officers did not kill somebody? I mean, man, let's all hope they do better this year. I mean, come on. This is a leap year, so they get an extra day to pad their stats.
Those are horrifying numbers.
Listen, man, the year of Ferguson. Ferguson's the original I Can't Breathe, man. Did you know that more people were killed by police in 2019 than in the year of Ferguson, 2014? And that's based, man, on the FBI's own data. Dan, I didn't believe it myself, man, until I looked it up. That's why I say to all my young allies, to my millennials, to members of the hip-hop generation, change takes time. It moves like an ocean liner, not like a speedboat. You got to remember, guys, that police departments and police unions are conservative, and they exploit this fear in white America of anarchy to gain majority support. But in 2019, Dan, there was only about 5% of all arrests in the United States for a violent crime. Only 5%, man, according to the FBI. I looked it up. And that's crazy, man, because with the law and order narrative that you often hear from some circles, you would think that at least half of all arrests were for violent crimes, or maybe 45%, or maybe 35% of all arrests were for violent crime. But in fact, Dan, last year, the cops in America busted more people for possessing weed than for a violent crime. Something's wrong. Guillermo, put that on the poll.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo.
Last year, more people got busted for weed than for a violent crime.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Last time you were on with us, Carl, you had mentioned that this isn't different. You've been fighting this for a really long time, that the difference is now that it was televised and also that we watched a man narrate his own death. What do you make of the fact that it seems very much like the answer to, hey, no more police brutality, please, equality, has resulted in the police treating everybody equally bad? What do you make of the footage specifically you've seen recently where it seems like police are treating everyone the way that black people have been telling us for a long time they've only been treated?
Dan, Martin Gugino, G-U-G-I-N-O. Say his name. Martin Gugino was that 75-year-old grandfather from Buffalo. We saw him get pushed down by those stormtroopers. They kind of stepped over him, Allen Iverson-like. As a storyteller, man, which I am, you got to just love the visuals, because the audacity of the moment should make you mad and angry, white America. And I hope it does. So you can understand the pain and the passion that I feel every day. Why? Because Martin Gugino could have been your daddy or your papa or your uncle. He could have been that nice old man living down the street from you white people, or the nice guy you see whose name you don't know going to church. But the story of Martin Gugino is going to illustrate to all my white liberal allies how far we still have to go. Cops were rallying at the courthouse, cheering the release of those two cops after they got charged with the crime. There's going to have to be, guys, that visceral connection of when you see the blood seeping out of the ear of Martin Gugino for there to be real change. Dan, I've seen a brother get shot by the police and the blood plops, plops, plops out of the body. And it is that image of Martin Gugino, say his name, that hopefully will start to rally the emotions of all of your listeners. Think about it, man. I love the Lakers. I'm from L.A., purple and gold. I don't wear anything green. To me, in sports, the Mount Rushmore of racism is Tom Landry, Red Auerbach, Bear Bryant, and Bobby Knight. What? But if I'm watching a basketball game, bruh, and my boy Magic Johnson turns around and strikes Danny Ainge in the groin, I'm going to squirm. I'm going to bend over and hold myself too. Because I feel that pain, even though I can't stand Danny Ainge. Martin Gugino is going to resonate that same way.
Carl, stay
because
there.
Because he's that guy right around the corner that everybody knows and loves. And the cops lied on Martin Gugino, too. White America, Martin Gugino, welcome to my world.
Stay there, Carl. We're going to come back with you in a second.
Carl, one question before we break. 86 Celtics, 97 Bulls. Who wins?
Hold on. We'll get that answer from Carl Douglas coming up next.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
He always gives you the straight talk. So we're going to talk to him about other things, but I want to go back to something he said in the last segment where he just casually threw out there that he has a Mount Rushmore of sports racists, and it is Red Auerbach, Bobby Knight, Bear Bryant, and Tom Landry. So do you care to explain that one to us, Carl?
Certainly. I am a storyteller. Visuals, Dan, as a trial lawyer, are every bit as important to me as anything. I understand and know that Red Auerbach was very progressive in terms of hiring Bill Russell and playing five black players in Boston. I'm from L.A. I'm a Laker fan. And when I think of Boston, I think of the brother that got impaled by the American flag in a suit. That's an iconic photo. And so Red Auerbach, despite all he may have done, when he had that smug look with that cigar, I don't know any of their hearts, but Bobby Knight, Tom Landry, and Bear Bryant, they are on my Mount Rushmore for sure.
Okay, but that didn't give me the reasons. I'm used to getting reasons from you for all of the things that you say. I'm not quite clear on this. I don't mean to press you too much on it, but... But I do.
I don't know anything about their heart. Bobby Knight, Tom Landry, and Bear Bryant certainly represent all that was bad in sports in terms of the unwillingness and the reluctance to highlight the accomplishments and the skill set of the black players. I remember when USC went to Alabama and whooped up on Bear Bryant, and that changed the SEC forever because they saw that brothers can play basketball or football and not necessarily have to lure after all everyone in the crowd. So that's why those images of those coaches are on my personal Mount Rushmore.
Wow, personal Mount Rushmore. Carl, I'm just wondering if Mount Rushmore was five heads instead of four, who would be the fifth head on your Mount Rushmore?
I'm just out of curiosity.
I mean, I didn't know.
I don't know, but let me tell you about something else, man. I watched this weekend our attorney general be interviewed on another network. And all this talk that I'm talking, let me be clear. I'm what I used to criticize when I was a young kid at Bolt Hall Law School picketing. I'm what you call an armchair revolutionary. I'm not marching in the streets no more. I limped, brother, this morning getting up from the bed to go to the bathroom to take a whiz. So it's easy for me to say, but I saw William Barr, and as a trial lawyer, you become a student of body language. 80% of communication is unspoken body language. And if you watched Bill Barr, our attorney general, talk and be interviewed about him seeing projectiles being thrown in the park by the peaceful protesters before he ordered the park cleared so that the president could have a photo op. You watch him and his eyes go down. Dan, Bill Barr's eyelashes were blinking so fast, man, I thought that cat was going to levitate out of his chair. He had the audacity to say that racism is not systematic in law enforcement. I'm from Los Angeles, man. We had a black mayor, Tom Bradley, as the mayor in Los Angeles for 20 years, a former police officer. He didn't want cops to be beating up black people in Los Angeles, but it was systematic. And even though he was the mayor of the city, he couldn't change it. Barack Obama was the president in 2014. He didn't want Michael Brown to be shot or Eric Garner to have the life pressed out of him. But it's systematic, and he couldn't change it by himself. I said last week, black folks cannot end racism by ourselves. We cannot shame or criticize white America to end racism. Bruh, I have been doing like many black friends I know this weekend and basically holding master classes for my white friends about racism. I've been advising them to read Ta-Nehisi Coates or anything from Michael Eric Dyson, black thinkers who are far more knowledgeable than me about racism. I've been advising them to watch Ava DuVernay's 13th or even Selma. I also say watch The Voice last week to feel the black pain because everybody knows Thunderstorm got robbed. That white cat who won was cool, but everybody knows Thunderstorm should have won.
Carl, do you realize how difficult? Like, I thought I was okay tethering it to sports by merely asking you for a Mount Rushmore of sports racists, and you went over to William Barr. Like, I can't control anything around here. I want to talk to you about police reform, but we've run out of time. But do you know what an extreme place we're in? We'll talk to you tomorrow, Carl. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I want to talk to you about police reform. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay.
Next time.
Tomorrow's next time. And the right. Celtics and the Bulls.
Thank you. We'll get to that, tomorrow. Strugatz, I don't know if you saw this when he mentioned Selma. I don't know if people have seen this, but iTunes is like giving away movies like that for free. You can rent them totally for free. I've never seen it before. I just see rent and $0.
Shout out to the movie studios that are making these films available for free because they're certainly important during these times.
That is Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number is 3030.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. The latest 30 for 30, Long Gone Summer, directed by A.J. Schnock, takes viewers back to the summer of 1998 when the St. Louis Cardinals' Mark McGwire and the Cubs' Sammy Sosa embarked on a chase of one of the game's most hallowed records. Igniting the passion and imagination of fans and non-fans everywhere, Long Gone Summer premieres this Sunday, June 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN and ESPN2. The film will be available to stream on ESPN Plus following the debut. You're looking forward to that, right?
Sure.
You know? Here's your SportsCenter update. Spurs forward LaMarcus Aldridge will miss the remainder of the NBA season after having surgery on his right shoulder. He ain't going to miss much. Alex Marullo made history last year by becoming the first Latino controlling owner in the NHL when he purchased the Coyotes. He made another bit of history Monday, naming Xavier Gutierrez as the first Latino team president and CEO in NHL history. And finally, a Pennsylvania woman was arrested Wednesday for allegedly keeping her dead grandmother in a freezer for 15 years while the family continued collecting her Social Security checks. The grandmother died in 2004 at the age of 97. The granddaughter is facing charges of abuse of a corpse, theft by unlawful taking, and receiving stolen property.
What kind of tone are we going for with these and finally's today?
What do you mean?
They've been,
Did you not just retain what it is that you read?
There's a dead grandma in a freezer for 15 years while they're collecting Social Security checks.
It's dark and finally, hey.
It's a little dark. Are you not capable of
sexual home invasion that went awry before?
And is my voice and tone not
I don't think you know what you're reading while you're reading.
Guillermo, put it on the poll.
I got to be excited. I mean, it was like.
At Lebatard Show, you were excited.
I barely understood what he said there.
Okay, good. Good elaboration there. Just sort of that is the excellence I expect from you daily here.
Playing.
Yeah. Just make a bunch of noises and say you're excited about a grandma being in a freezer for 15 years. That's the way to do it. That's the way to do radio.
I was talking about the Latino hire president. I mean, that is very exciting. You should have him on Southbeat Sessions. I mean, that's what I was referring to. I obtain a single thing from that finals.
Guillermo, put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. Is Stugatz physically and fundamentally capable of feeling emotion while reading? Because I don't believe he can do both things at the same time. I think he could either read or be emotional, but both things at the same time will never happen because he's not retaining anything he's reading.
Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom. Now Casper is offering free contactless delivery, and they're doing that for you because they care about you.
Are you trying to do an emotional read? Is that what? Are you so not in touch with emotions that you don't even know how to be emotional?
It's amazing that you strike the right tone for a Casper that you should have had for a grandmother being stuck in a freezer for how many years?
15 years.
15 years.
15 years. He doesn't know because he didn't retain any of it. He just kept it moving.
Yep. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com for more information. Terms and conditions apply. It's a great job by Casper. See Casper.com/terms. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
We have some wrestling reporting for your perusal. Rob Gronkowski, I believe that he is still the longest tenured 24/7 champion in history. He has not lost that, right?
He cannot lose it. He lost it, but he did set the record, Dan.
He did lose it?
He did lose it to 36-time 24/7 champion R-Truth. It's an amazing run, R-Truth has had the 24/7 title.
Wait a minute. 36 times?
36-time 24/7 champion.
All right. Has he been a champion, 24/7 champion, more times than Harley Race was a world champion?
The record that John Cena is chasing is 16-time world champion by Ric Flair. R-Truth, really, what the record books would agree, is the most prolific champion of any sort.
He loses the belt a lot, though, right?
That means he's lost it at least 35 times, Dan. But
you can't win it back unless you lose it, Dan.
It's a 24/7 title. The rules for this one are a bit different. You can lose it anywhere, at any time.
So here is some wrestling reporting for you before we get to this Lewis Riddick sound. Rob Gronkowski's WrestleMania fiasco reportedly angered the WWE locker room. First, Fightful reported in May that Gronkowski was so terrified in quotes, to perform a stunt, diving off a platform under a group of wrestlers below at WrestleMania 36, that WWE Chairman Vince McMahon, who's 74 years old, executed the move himself to prove it was safe. The scene reportedly drew a did-that-just-happen reaction from those who witnessed it. Now we're learning more about the fallout as Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select reported that even those with a reputation of being easy, helpful, and good to work with all had negative things to say about working with Gronk after his WrestleMania fiasco. Gronkowski's hesitance reportedly put WWE's WrestleMania filming 2 hours behind schedule, with one top name calling the 31-year-old, quote, a bleeping clown who we are so much better off without, end quote.
I think Gronk was probably worried about coming back at that point, right? Like injuring himself because he knew he was coming back to play with Brady.
I mean, but if Vince McMahon can do it at 74, what kind of shape is the Rob Gronkowski body in at 31 that Vince McMahon, who like is soaked in steroids, allegedly, every time you see him swagger into the ring, the reason he looks so young is because he just slathers himself in all the necessary ointments and oils, allegedly, that would make a man look like that at 74, because most men cannot look like that at 74. If Vince McMahon, after a lifetime in wrestling, can do the move, why can't 31-year-old Rob Gronkowski, a professional polar bear, do the move?
What do you think you're signing up for, Rob? But maybe Stugatz's point is a good one. Maybe he had his eyes on the comeback already.
I think Gronk can do it. I think he didn't want to do it. I think he went into it with good intentions and then decided probably, you know, as he got closer, hey, I'm going to play in the NFL again, and he didn't want to risk that. To do wrestling.
Again, 74.
I think he could do it.
74-year-old Vince McMahon. He's my father's age.
Holding up a filming for 2 hours in the teeth of the pandemic. Remember when this was? I can understand how that wouldn't fly with a locker room.
Chris, what is it that you wanted to say here as we were busy yammering?
Well, I'm sorry, Vince McMahon, that we're all not ready to jump off of a ladder onto a bunch of people. Like, Gronk is used to wearing pads when he does dangerous stuff like this. I mean, Vince McMahon has been in this industry for decades. I would be like Gronk too. I'm not trying to jump on top of people. Get out of here.
Oh, wow. A defense of Gronk is not what I was expecting there. But maybe the elder statesman, Cody, has a little more heart than his freckled son.
Well, how bad do you have to be referred to as a clown by a clown sport? I mean, the whole sport of wrestling is a clown show, and Gronk is being called a clown in this case. I don't quite wrap my mind around that one.
Cody, you have returned. We have your video now, and what we see on the video is that you appear to be speaking into a cheese grater of some sort. Like, what? You have been an unmitigated disaster today. Why is there a cheese grater that you're speaking into before we get any of your wise nuggets of perspective and wisdom?
It does look like a cheese grater, but it's actually one of those things that hides my microphone, a shield of some sort, I think. I don't have the word for it. I'm not, you know, an expert in this kind of thing.
We noticed.
It does look like a cheese grater, which delights me.
Yes, Billy.
That's on the wrong side of the microphone, isn't it?
It is the wrong side.
The mic is back here. The cheese grater is some sort of as if there's wind in my office here. It's like it repels wind or something. I don't know. You know.
On the other side of it is like a padded thing to help the sound. It does look like a cheese grater on
but
the back side.
But there's barely any air coming out of those lungs. I mean,
and whatever air is coming out of those lungs is something that will poison this entire country if we continue to protest not socially distancing. Because what you've heard from his voice is today the clear and obvious voice of the coronavirus.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Strap it on, Dan. Time to see who got it done. Brought to you by Grainger. There were live sports yesterday in Bundesliga 2. Hamburg SV and Holstein Kiel played to a 3-3 tie. The game-tying goal came from Holstein Kiel's Jae-Sung Lee. Despite losing the lead, the tie boosted Hamburg to third place on the Bundesliga 2 table. Also in the Greek Super League, Lamia defeated
Pantokios 2-0. Soccer, getting it done. For all the ones who get it done, there's Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Plus 24/7 customer support and product specialist, always ready to answer any question you might have. Call or visit Grainger.com today.
You're hearing, though quietly and politely, Stugatz, a whole bunch of folks clamoring for sports to just be about sports. Usually we get here much faster than we've gotten here this time, but those gates have opened. There are plenty of people now out there clamoring for their safe space and their comfort. And when does all of this get back to what I'm used to? It'll begin with games, obviously. But here's Louis Riddick telling you. Now, Louis Riddick is a football guy. I don't believe that you have heard. Obviously, you hear a lot of people say, well, I'm a black man first. But I don't believe you have heard Louis Riddick go in very strong on things outside of football, not because he's not opinionated, but because he's very good at doing the football stuff. But now he's being asked about other stuff as well, and he is also noticing, like many of us are, that there are a whole lot of people shrouding themselves in statement where the real power resides.
The owners haven't really made a statement. They haven't really made a statement individually, and they haven't made a statement collectively about where they stand on this entire process. So they're kind of a little bit, they're not a little bit, they are significantly behind the eight ball, because many people have come out and really already go ahead and expressed how they feel about this and what they want to try to necessarily accomplish going forward, but they haven't. And that's where it's all going to, that's what it's all going to hinge on, because we know this. We know that obviously many of the owners in the National Football League have been major contributors to presidential elections and where they have stood as far as how they feel about players protesting and taking a knee during the national anthem. Have they changed? Have their stances changed? Have they done a 180, you know, a la Drew Brees?
It's an excellent point. If you want to do equating between political contributions, whether it was, I know Shad Khan contributed a lot to the actual victory procession for the president at his inauguration, and then he came with one of the more strong statements on racism. I will say that the NFL statement with Roger Goodell probably is their statement. They're holding him up once again as a meat shield, because when everything was bad around the NFL 4 years ago, Roger Goodell was there to take all the public criticism. So now Roger Goodell is there to take the criticism and some of the gratitude from people that are, you know, happy to finally hear him address things and apologize for the NFL, despite the fact of it might not being as strong as some people liked.
I heard Dominique say that he's heard from others inside the NFL, and Dominique ran the Players Association for a while, that Goodell has always wanted to pledge his support for the players and kneeling for the anthem, and just hasn't been able to do to, so, because he works for the owners. It is a bit suspicious that Goodell is now speaking on behalf of the owners. I'd like to hear from some owners. I'd like to hear from Jerry Jones.
It's not a bit suspicious. This is his job. Why do you think he gets paid so much? He's a public relations agent for the league. His job, the first thing on his job title is make money and for those guys. And the second thing on the job title is protect those guys from everything. Like, just take the beating.
I understand that, but don't you think this is an important enough topic to the owners where they would say, hey, Roger Goodell, yeah, he speaks for us, but we're also going to release our own individual remarks on this. I'd like to hear from him.
Yeah, and then it opens them up to all sorts of criticism. For example, Stephen Ross, who's done more for racial relations within the NFL in terms of trying to bring about systemic change, and then people start digging through his political contributions and realize, hey, these may not line up. They don't want to have those conversations. They'd rather have Roger Goodell go out there and speak for them.
Cody, what do you think about what we're talking about here?
Well, I certainly agree with Mike, and I was going to bring up you know, the conflict to me with Stephen Ross as a perfect example. You know, he's had a giant fundraiser for the president, and that's fine, I guess, except that, you know, he also started a Rise Foundation to fight social justice, supposedly. And those two things to a lot of people seem pretty much at odds. So, you know, Goodell works for the owners. Let's not confuse that. He doesn't work for the players. And, you know, for him to say what he's saying now
is Dan, Stu, and Greg Cody on ESPN Radio.